You're listening to SBS News.
Cervical cancer is predominantly caused by human papillomavirus. Being infected with human papillomavirus is very common once a woman becomes sexually active. We know that the majority of women will become infected with some strain of HPV at some stage. And we now know that the majority of women, at least 85%, will get rid of that infection all by themselves.
That's Brisbane cytopathologist Dr. Peter Fairweather on a YouTube video talking about how common the virus which causes cervical cancer is and how most women get rid of it without any consequences. But around the world, cervical cancer is the fourth most common cancer in women, according to the World Health Organization. In Australia, a free national HPV vaccination program was introduced in 2007 because trials proved that vaccinating young women with a vaccine was likely to significantly reduce cervical cancer diagnoses and deaths from the disease. New research into a similar vaccination program in the UK has been published in the medical journal The Lancet. It reveals that nearly 500 cases of full-blown cancer have been prevented, and there were 17,200 fewer cases of precancerous cervical carcinomas. Professor Margaret Stanley from the University of Cambridge was involved in the first stages of research into the HPV vaccine.
Well, I've been working on cervical cancer and HPV for more than 40 years. So I've been in the HPV story from the beginning. And am I surprised by the results? No. Am I delighted? I'm over the moon. These vaccines, we've known they work, but we didn't have the data that they actually prevented cancer. You need that real world data to convince everyone that your vaccine really is everything you've said it's going to be.
Researchers say cervical cancer rates dropped by 62% in women given the vaccine aged between 14 and 16, and there was a drop of over a third in women who were 16 to 18 when the immunisation programme was introduced. The most recent figures in Australia show that in 2017, just over 80% of females aged 15 years had received all three doses of the HPV vaccine. This was higher than the corresponding proportion for males at nearly 76%. Males were only included in the National HPV Vaccination Programme from 2013. Cancer Research UK's health information manager, Karis Betts, says it's important to make the vaccine available to younger teenagers.
The age of vaccination is important. So the vaccine against HPV, human papillomavirus, which is a really, really common virus, and most people have it at some point in their lifetime, but most of the time it clears up by itself, it doesn't do any harm. It's just certain types and persistent infections can cause changes to the cells that lead to cervical cancer. So for a vaccine to be most effective, it needs to be administered kind of before exposure.
But as health professionals have discovered with the COVID-19 vaccines, there is a degree of resistance in some quarters to vaccines. That's also found in the HPV vaccine, with some parents reluctant to have their teens inoculated. Assistant Professor Anna Beavis from Johns Hopkins Medicine in the United States says it's vitally important for doctors and other health professionals to explain how safe the vaccine is and whether their child would need the vaccination if they're not sexually active.
So physicians need to recognise that parents are still concerned about safety and necessity. And with extra education about the vaccine, physicians can really provide parents with that information to empower them to vaccinate their children against this incredibly important cancer-preventing vaccine.
In 2018, an estimated 570,000 women were diagnosed around the world with cervical cancer, while over 311,000 women died from the disease. Professor Margaret Stanley says cervical cancer is a worldwide disease, which science has shown can be eradicated.
86% of those women are in low and low middle income countries. Particularly bad is East Africa. So Kenya, Tanzania, Zimbabwe, Uganda, I would call them the cervical cancer capital of the world. If we can get the vaccine into adolescent girls in those countries in large enough numbers, then cervical cancer will go away. And the countries are trying to do it, but it's not an easy ask.
Alan Lee, SBS News.